Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. It is an extravaganza because it is time for the great Christmas movie bracket of 2025. Also, in this segment, be prepared. We're going to do a Motley Crue ticket giveaway. And you know what I wonder?
Pour some sugar on it?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
I wonder if perhaps, Alec.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 7.
Now!
Right now, we'll win a pair of tickets to go see Motley Crue when they come up to the Dos Equis Pavilion on September 10th, 2026. No doubt you can hang out with Fred at that show. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. You can go buy tickets at LiveNation.com, or you can win them right now for free. Caller number 7, 877-881-1053. Now! We have loaded it up for this because Fred is here, Carter is here, the nosebleed seats are here, all to take part in the great Christmas movie bracket of 2025. Gentlemen, have you looked at how the bracket has been formed? Do you have thoughts? This is based on votes from mostly people at the Fan, though I did get some outside feedback as well, perhaps from some former 105 Through the Fan employees.
I'm excited. Let me see. I haven't looked at the bracket. I never really studied for things.
Did you just put some sort of magical elixir in your armpit?
Yeah, it's deodorant.
That was deodorant.
He smelled a little, and I'm happy that he did that.
Well, I don't even know if I smelled. No, I could just,
that was the mildew that Tim was talking about.
I could feel the sweat.
Yeah, dripping. I could see the drippage.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I could feel
good.
It.
I don't
it does
love,
smell good.
I don't love that we've got multiple Grinches on here. I think
I agree.
Stick
the new
with
one should
Grinch,
be. Stick to one.
Whichever one gets the most Grinch votes, and then
see that's interesting.
That's the one that
the only
goes.
Grinch we acknowledge is Jim Carrey's.
Obviously not.
I agree
because the higher seated Grinch is the original animated one with Boris Karloff.
Because
that's
a classic.
That's a good one, though.
That is
you got to leave that on there.
The new one is so ugly and mean spirited of a Christmas movie. I cannot stand the live action movie.
Jim Carrey one?
Yes.
Oh, that's
I think
such
it's an
a
awful movie.
That's such a great movie.
And exactly. That's why it's so low on this bracket.
It's fantastic.
Right?
Well, this is people don't have taste. Whoever the heck, like you, we're not even putting in your top 5.
And did the Cat in the Hat one around the same time with Mike Myers? Also an awful movie.
That was
movie.
Awful, but The Grinch was great. Why? Because Jim Carrey was fantastic.
We're going to need 2 expressways for this, Hagee.
Man, we really might.
I'm going to end up punching Carter in the face.
I'll drop kick him after I donkey kick him.
After I vote this terrible movie off this bracket.
Get out of here, Carter!
Just for the record, I did not vote in this whatsoever.
Seriously.
So I could not...
Where's your team?
I could not...
Four Christmases is on here?
Yeah, don't do that!
Thank you, bro. Four Christmases.
You are the only person...
And Fred!
Fred didn't get a vote. I had enough white male representation.
No
already.
Four Christmases. That's a shame.
So... We are going to start...
Polar Express?
Isn't that a Coca-Cola commercial?
Spoiler alert movie.
Why don't we just do the matchups? This isn't an ESPN three-hour preview show, okay? God!
This is like the World Cup unveiling.
I know.
College football playoff bracket.
Yeah. Stick around next Thursday on actual Christmas. We'll do the bracket. All right. We are going to start with this. The number one seed, Home Alone, against the number 16 seed, Home Alone 2. Mm. Home Alone 2 had to win a play-in against the Christmas Chronicles to advance into the bracket. What is your vote? And Tolos, Twitch, YouTube, terrestrial listeners, be ready. You will be our tiebreaker.
Be ready.
I mean, it's Home Alone 1.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Home Alone versus Home Alone 2, are we really doing this?
I've never even seen the second one.
Peyton would vote for Home Alone 2. I mean, that was his number one.
And again, Home Alone 2 shouldn't be on here.
Mm.
The second one does have a president in it.
That's a good point.
And that super hot bird lady.
Was that a lady?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've never seen Home Alone 2.
Is it Rosie O'Donnell?
No, it's not Rosie O'Donnell.
If you squint, you can actually see, like, she was kind of hot.
I thought it was...
Scenes in the dark, you know, and the...
Maybe, but not her, you're right.
I'm going Home Alone, Lord, the first
let's
one.
Let's tell the affiliates.
Oh, Home
yeah,
Alone
it's
one.
The first one.
All right. Home Alone.
Speaking of birds, you know they don't pee?
Well, because they're not real.
That's true.
Birds don't pee, man. They just poo.
Wait, did you say birds aren't real?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Look, we need to take this seriously, guys. Lock the bleep in. Yeah. All right.
It's a fun fact about birds. I mean, it's educational.
It comes out of their cloaca.
Yeah.
So let's definitely go.
It is a medical term or a scientific term.
So we'll get to a matchup, old school versus new school.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd appreciate this, Fred. Yeah. The number 8 seed, Elf, against the number 9 seed. It's a Wonderful Life.
Give me It's a Wonderful Life. I think Elf is one of the most overrated Christmas movies of all time.
Fred,
really?
Give me some, man. I feel the exact same way. I think Elf is as obnoxious as the Jim Carrey.
Thank you.
Are you just anti-Will Ferrell? Like, that's the only reason why you could say Elf sucks is if you're just anti-Will Ferrell.
I love Will Ferrell, but I thought Elf has so many better movies than Elf. He does.
But not Christmas movies. Elf for the win for me. Well, Chuck?
Yeah, it's definitely Elf. First off, It's a Wonderful Life. I saw for the first time like 8 years ago.
Do you not think it's a Christmas
movie?
People
don't forget, Wolchuck.
I was thinking this is, I've been told, one of the best Christmas movies of all time.
Because it is.
It's a 2-hour and 10-minute movie. I'm 2 hours into it. I haven't seen a damn thing about Christmas. Christmas is not mentioned until the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Is it a great movie? Yes, it's fantastic. But the fact that we're billing It's a Wonderful Life as the greatest Christmas movie is an absolute crime, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that's what we're doing with Die Hard. It takes place on Christmas Eve. So therefore, Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Die Hard lets you know from the jump.
So that's right. Gremlins,
we're going to get into that.
Whatever you want to be a Christmas movie is fine. It can be a Christmas movie.
This vote is from y'all.
I'm going with Elf here, not It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm.
Alec, what say you? It's 2-2.
It's Elf. Y'all are weird.
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Good job. Except not a good job. It's a Wonderful Life.
Wow. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
It is a tie.
Tolos, back us up, please.
877-881-1053. Text in or the Twitch or the YouTube. If somebody that is not me could monitor the voting, that would be tremendous. Except for Fred.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and give me cut number 12. You guys tried to naysay it. This is the number 5 seed.
I must stop Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
All right, you can stop right there. We're going to have to keep moving. By the way, if you have no respect for your time, there's a movie on Amazon Prime called The Mean One, which they go out of their way to not say it's The Grinch, where The Grinch is a murderer. I enjoyed it, but I also have no respect for my time. So it is the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas versus the number 12 seed, Bad Santa. Fred Davis.
Hey, well, this vote, by the way, is a lot more nip-tuck than I thought it was going to be.
It's 8-9 game. Never know.
I like Mad Santa. I'm a Billy Bob Thornton guy, but give me the Grinch just for the vibes and the fact that, you know, from my childhood nostalgia.
Carter,
back when you could watch it on network TV.
I've clearly made my point about which Grinch is my favorite, and I do like the original Grinch more than Bad Santa, though Bad Santa is a funny movie.
It is.
The original Grinch is like, that's your childhood. That's growing up. That's what you watch. And it's short. It's trim. It gets to the point, and it's a great film with great music. The original Grinch.
Yeah, Bad Santa is my childhood.
explains a lot.
Whoa, man, I did not know it would get so contentious in this room. This is the first round.
Yeah.
Zach, what say you?
This is a tight vote on the text between It's a Wonderful Life.
It is, dude. I'm telling you. This is going back and forth.
I will say I did see about 12 Elfs in a row.
It was the same guy, though.
That was the same guy?
It was the same guy,
okay,
trust me.
I've never seen that many of the same texts in a row
before. That would have swung it. By the way, I'm going to vote for Bad Santa as well. Make it 2-2. Zach, what say you?
I would rather watch Bad Santa than the animated Grinch.
How dare you.
Alec?
How dare you.
You know, Bad Santa is one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. Mm. But it's not better than the animated Grinch!
Alec gets it.
God!
What a comeback.
Another
one. Hey, what a comeback.
I do not know if we have time for this. All right, is the desk prepared to declare a winner between Elf and It's a Wonderful Life?
I mean,
it is really close.
It really is.
I think
I would
it's
give
a wonderful
Elf.
Light.
Oh, really?
I would have thought it was Elf.
I would give an Elf by the slimmest of
margins.
I
feel like it's a 2000 presidential election all over again.
It is Elf.
Full response.
It is Elf because it's the same person texting and It's a Wonderful Life over and over again.
Here we go. So we got one for each.
Okay.
Although we did get an F Elf.
Son of a gun.
No, there were some people hating on Elf. I tried to take those out of here.
All right.
But there are more pro Elf than there are.
Okay, so Elf is the winner.
Yeah.
We are going to switch it up for
it's
this
close,
next
though.
Tie
That's
break.
A tough one, man.
We're going to take one phone call. 877-881-1053. The first phone call that Alec answers. The question is, animated Grinch or Bad Santa? That's it. I don't want to hear about how Jerry needs to fire himself or anything like that. The first call that Alec takes, 877-881-1053, that will be the winner of the 5-12 matchup as the tiebreak. Now, we move on. I'm excited for this one. The number 4, Die Hard, against the number 13, Gremlins. Which, by the way, if you've never seen Gremlins, Phoebe Cates is walking along and then tells the most depressing story in the history of any Christmas movie. So check that out.
Fair enough.
Sold it, man. I've never seen that.
It's a fun movie, but they're walking along amidst the chaos and she's like, hey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, you think Christmas is hard for you? Check this out. And then you're just like, oh my God.
We got Jared and Grapevine on the line. He's going to give you the tiebreaker. Go ahead, Jared.
Love Grapevine.
Bad Santa is awesome, guys, but Animated Grinch will always be king.
Oh!
Wow, bro.
Thank you, Jared.
All right, Jared.
All right. Any thoughts on spicy Latinas, Jared?
No, we do not have time for that. That is an off-air conversation that I know Fred wants to wipe out the 1 o'clock hour.
All right.
Woo-hoo. All right. Die Hard, Gremlins. What do you say?
It's Die Hard because I've never seen Gremlins.
Okay.
Oh, it's Die Hard.
It is Die Hard. This is a tough one, though, because Gremlins is, I think it's an underrated Christmas movie, but Die Hard is...
Maybe has the greatest Christmas song of all time.
I mean, after you pour water on Gizmo, I mean, it's kind of over, right? I mean, we kind of get it at that point, you know?
That's when the Gremlins come out.
I know, but...
That's when things get started.
Mm. Shout out to Chris Columbus, but Gremlins, as a child, not good. It freaked me out.
Yeah, I could see that.
It definitely was one where I was like the Furbies. Yeah. I couldn't look at the Furbies.
It was wild. Mm.
I thought the Furbies were Gremlins. As
not
a kid.
Get the water poured
on. Did you go crying into your mom's bosom like Caleb Williams did that one time after he lost a college football game?
Why are you bringing up old stuff, all right? I'm going absolutely Die Hard here.
There
you
go. Ooh, Die Hard.
Clean sweep? We about to get a clean sweep?
I'll say Die Hard as well, just because Phoebe Cates is awesome in Fast Hammer Ridgemont High, but really bums me out in that movie. All right. And by the way, this is going to be my answer to every single thing that comes in. And by the way, if you wanted, I made notes about this because I'm a nerd and that's how I like to party. We had 18 different voters representing pretty much every intersection of the world you can have. 31 different movies got votes. So when you ask, why is Friday After Next not in here? Because not enough people voted for it. The number 6 seed, Love Actually. Against the number 11 seed, Scrooged.
Ooh. I'll never forget that time I sat in a theater with Alec Medford and watched this, and we all kind of just touched each other, didn't we, Medford?
That sounds like a Love Actually
vote to
me.
You listen to everything,
that
don't you?
That sounds like a Love Actually vote
to
me.
Pardon me for being a tolo,
man. It's not.
I thought that was just Corey that did that with him.
Yeah. That's how we spend the holidays together, man.
I didn't even know who's in Love Actually. Give me Scrooged.
What?
Okay. There's a lot of people in Love Actually.
You would love Love Actually.
But you're a rom-com guy.
Have you ever seen, this is the example
I did just
I
watch
used.
The breakup the other day.
Have you ever seen the Nate Bargatze bit when he's like, what are we going to put on the dollar? And he goes, everything, all of it. Same thing with Love. Who's in Love Actually? Everyone, all of them. They're all in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I've never seen Scrooged. I'm admitting over 100,000
watts.
You
of all people would like that. Bill Murray.
Okay, so because of that, for now I'll vote for Love Actually, but I will watch Scrooge.
You should.
Okay.
These are both fantastic films. This is probably the toughest one for me to
call. Wow. Wow.
I am going to lean Love Actually because I'm a believer in love.
I'm going to vote for Love Actually as well, regardless of how many terrible people make terrible decisions in that movie.
Breaking news, I still haven't seen Love Actually, so give me Scrooge.
There you go.
But I still think that's 4-2.
That's right.
Love Actually.
Rendered useless vote. Thank you, Alec Medford.
It's because you didn't invite us.
That was
to
my nickname
Scrooged.
In high school, Chief.
Oh, you went for Love Actually?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
There's me. All right.
Sorry, Fred.
Last year's finalist.
We'll let this slide.
The Santa Claus seated number 3 against number 14, the Polar Express, which I learned in the break, or maybe that was on air, has infuriated Fred Davis.
I just think, I mean, it's what was it like Tom Hanks animated or something like that?
Yeah. You have thoughts on Tom, don't
with
you?
His with his dead eyes.
Dick and Harry.
I'm going the obvious here, which is Tim Allen.
That's it.
And maybe the greatest hot chocolate that you've ever seen.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You just want to try it so bad.
Are you ever sad when you get hot chocolate and nobody danced around to, like, give it to you?
Did anybody follow up with that elf? Hot chocolate girl?
I think she was in the next ones, wasn't she?
She might have been a baddie.
Oh, I got you.
I could have seen it.
I mean, I'm old enough to have seen the Santa Claus in a theater. So,
oh, really?
I mean, that's the last time I saw it, was in the theater. So,
so your vote is what?
Santa Claus.
Okay.
Wasn't Tim Allen still doing blow?
No, he's Santa Claus.
That was the highest Santa of all time.
Yeah. I thought that was bad. We'll have to look into that.
His
mugshot is hilarious.
In that movie too?
No.
No, that's Fred Claus.
Fred Claus.
I can see that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Being your favorite Christmas movie. How's that not on here? You and Vince Vaughn.
How's that not as a write-in vote? Yeah. Fred Claus.
Carter?
I'll go Santa Claus. I never liked the look of the Polar Express. It was creepy.
Seriously?
Yeah, the Santa Claus is a top three all-time Christmas movie.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, it's the Santa Claus.
I'll sleep on this three seed.
Let's move to the 7-10 matchup. It's a Charlie Brown Christmas at 7 versus The Holiday at 10. And I will point this out for people who are worried or questioning how The Holiday made it. Only women voted for The Holiday.
Well, it was not on my list, but it's fantastic. I mean, Jack Black, Jude Law, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, in The Holiday?
Is it Kate Winslet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm totally, yeah, it's
okay,
fantastic.
Okay, that's one for The Holiday. Zach Wolchuk, Charlie Brown, who is what I'm voting for, or The Holiday?
Yeah, I'm going with Charlie Brown because The Holiday to me is pretty overrated.
2-1, Charlie Brown. Carter.
I just can't take Jack Black seriously in a rom-com. I just can't do it. So I'm going.
You think they're about to kiss and he's going to go, coming on, yeah!
He's going to start singing Tenacious D songs or something. And look, this goes along with my Grinch vote, the original Grinch. I got to go with Charlie Brown.
I was a child when I first saw the Santa Claus, okay? So that was a child looking at another child and saying, woo, she's attractive.
I don't know if that's better, but it's better to me because I thought you were talking about somebody from the Polar Express. And I was like, did you think that computer animated
CGI?
Hot? All right, no. Fred.
Charlie Brown Christmas, two reasons. One, great movie. Second, might have the best soundtrack of any.
Vince Guaraldi.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you right now. So
and they
Charlie Brown.
About the New Testament. Mm. All right. Mm. The defending champion. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the number two seed, against the live-action Jim Carrey, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Zach Wolchuk, you look flummoxed.
I'm very flummoxed. This is terrible seeding here.
You don't have to be.
How is this down to a 15 seed? It's obviously Vacation. It's the best Christmas movie ever.
Well, there you go. That's how it's at 15.
But
you're
goodness gracious. Come on. The Grinch live-action with Jim Carrey should have been way higher on
you
this.
You just hate to see it be a round one knockout.
Absolutely. It's very sad.
What say you?
Yeah, it's Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, do I need to say anything? I think I made my point clear.
Not even close.
Okay. Man, a lot of chalk. A lot of chalk.
A lot of chalk.
In this first round. All right. We are going to start the quarterfinals. Alec, can you give me cut number 8, and then we'll get to your vote.
Marv.
Harry?
Where the hell did you take your shoes off?
Why the hell you dressed like a chicken?
I'm up here, you morons. Come and get me. You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
The number one seed, Home Alone, against the number 8 seed, Elf. Alec, what say you?
Oh, give me Elf. I'm not even going to try to pander.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Home Alone's overrated.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Man, I feel like every vote starts with Alec now.
Seriously,
that's
man.
A worse take than anything Carter said, and that yeah. says a lot.
You'll hear that Alec. Take again at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Taking the crown.
Man. Damn.
Carter?
I'm kind of with Alec where I think Home Alone's overrated, but it's a way better movie than Elf.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, Elf. They're both very mean-spirited movies, and I don't really like that in a Christmas movie.
They're funny, man.
They're mean-spirited.
So. Yeah. Home Alone's, like, the mom leaves the kid. Like
It's an accident.
It's a horrible
She's
family
got like
dynamic.
A jillion children.
It's hilarious when the criminals are, you know, getting, you know, beat up by all the traps and stuff, but I don't know. Something about the vibe of the movie, it's not very happy, and I don't like that.
Okay, so it's 1-1 as we go to Fred Davis.
Home Alone.
By the way, somebody said this bracket was made by the same people who made the college football playoff, if you mean perfectly, because seeds 1 through 8 all advance. So just saying. It is 2-1.
Well, that's just the 15 seed. Shouldn't have been a 15 seed. It should have been a top 8 seed.
Mm. You should have voted harder.
Mm. I did.
Okay.
He was super.
Eric, stop it. Eric Schifalo.
I was erect.
Home or Elf?
Home Alone.
It's 3-1, Home Alone. Zach Wolchuk, what say you?
It's absolutely Home Alone.
There you go.
Ooh,
there you go. Not a kid.
Home Alone looking to take the crown for the first time ever. In maybe the weirdest matchup of the bracket, the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas against Give Me Cut Number 11, will you please, the number 4 seed.
You don't work for Nakatomi. And if you're not one of them.
I'm a cop from New York.
New York.
Yeah. Got invited to the Christmas party by mistake. Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah. It's better than being called your pants down, huh? I'm John McClane.
So much awkward laughing.
I love it, man.
So do you go with the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas or Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
It's probably not going to win, but I'll give a vote to The Grinch, even though Die Hard is top 3 Christmas movie for me.
Hmm. Zach Wolchuk.
I'm going Die Hard.
Mm.
Alec Medford.
This was the wrong Grinch.
That is 3-1. Alec Medford, what do you say?
I'm kind of with Carter on the mean-spirited thing, but both of them are mean-spirited in my mind. Give me The Grinch. I love Die Hard. I just don't watch it during Christmas time. It's a great movie. I just don't watch it this time of the year.
I think IFC always does the Die Hard like marathons, and I'll usually end up watching it a couple times on IFC.
You didn't even have a Christmas story on here, which is fascinating.
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas that either. That's my favorite.
I agree. I think it's overrated.
You know what? Let's go to more analytics. By the way, you can write Die Hard down because that's what I vote for.
No, a night before. Eight
okay,
crazy
so Die
nights.
Hard beat the Grinch.
Die Hard beat the Grinch. New to the bracket in 2025, The Holiday, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and Gremlins. They took the place of, dropping out of the bracket, The Christmas Chronicles, Four Christmases, and Just Friends. Notable movies that have never made the brackets, A Christmas Story and The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Wow.
So
interesting.
Here's your analytics. All right.
Kev Analytics.
Well, I like that. The number 6 seed, Love Actually. which is my vote, against the number 3 seed, the Santa Claus.
Oh, Love Actually beat Scrooged?
Yes.
Oh.
There's a lot of hate of Die Hard on here now. Not a Christmas movie. Shouldn't have advanced.
Ooh.
Oh, the Santa
Gremlins
Claus.
Gremlins was in the bracket, 972. It just didn't move on.
Lost to Die Hard.
Yeah.
It lost to Die Hard, yeah.
All right, I like the Santa Claus over Love Actually.
1-1, Carter.
I think I do, too. Give me Tim Allen moving snow.
Whoa.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Alec Medford, it is 2-1, Santa Claus. What say you?
I believe the Santa Claus was my one seed when I voted, so I have to stand tall on that. Give me the Santa Claus.
Yeah, you do.
Zach Wolchuk.
Yeah, give me Neil and his sweaters and the Santa Claus.
Santa Claus moves on. Now, two Christmas classics, our final quarterfinal. Number 7 seed, Charlie Brown Christmas, against the number 2 seed, Christmas Vacation. Eric Chiafalo, what say you?
Christmas Vacation by a mile.
Zach Wolchuk.
It's absolutely Christmas Vacation. Bleeper's full.
I love the music from the Charlie Brown Christmas special, so I'm going with Charlie Brown.
Oh, 2-1.
Chucky.
As much as I love the music from A Charlie Brown Christmas, I mean, Uncle Eddie, Chevy Chase.
I woke up
fantastic.
With my head sewn to the carpet. I wouldn't be more surprised.
Elaine Bennis as the neighbor.
Yes.
Okay.
Elaine.
So, yeah, give me National Lampoon's.
From Entourage as the wife with the jugs.
Tell you what, let's give some love to I-Hot Beverly D'Angelo.
Is that
for those of us that were prepubescent? Yes,
hey,
thank you.
Yeah.
You know the vibes.
Love much Bev. Sap. Alec.
Colby.
Charlie Brown Christmas or Christmas Vacation?
Huh. Christmas Vacation is a lot more enjoyable as an adult, so give me that.
There has yet to be a single upset as the 1-4 seed have advanced
nice.
To the semifinals. All right, semifinals. Home Alone versus Die Hard, Santa Claus versus Christmas Vacation. Let's start with Home Alone versus Die Hard.
You know what? I'm going in honor of Bruce Willis and his fact that he's retired medically from the acting game, and he will always be Butch to me. Die Hard.
By the way, Die Hard, first time into the semifinals.
Fun fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger was originally picked to do Die Hard, but he was filming Commando at the same time.
That makes Ooh. Sense. So.
Carter?
Yippee-ki-yay, mofos. Give me Die Hard.
You know the vibes.
2-0, Die Hard. Alec Medford, what say you?
I don't consider it a Christmas movie, but I think it's a better movie than the
Ooh.
Other. So give me Die Hard.
No.
3-0. Is this going to be
wow.
a 2004 Red Sox situation? Let's find out. Zach Wolchuk, Die Hard or Home Alone?
It's absolutely Home Alone. And don't make me do it.
Okay, hold on. I also say Home Alone, which means it's 3-2
Uh-oh.
Die Hard over Home
Chiafalo.
Alone. It comes down
he lives for moments like this.
To Eric Chiafalo.
He lives for moments like this.
Eric.
It's Joe Pesci. It's Marv.
Yeah.
It's Home Alone, ladies
Woo!
And gentlemen.
All right.
It is now 3-3 Die Hard and Home Alone. You know what to do. Twitch. YouTube, the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. If you don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie, now's your time to vote. Home Alone or Die Hard? Vote, vote, vote into our other semifinal. Gentlemen, this was the final last year. The number 3 seed, the Santa Claus, against the number 2 seed, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Alec Medford, we're going to start with you. What is your vote?
These are both great. Christmas Vacation, like I said, now that I'm older, the more I watch it, the more I enjoy it. But nostalgia always wins, gentlemen. Mm. The Santa Claus is going to be my finalist here.
Ooh.
Give me Christmas Vacation.
Oh, 1-1.
Christmas Vacation.
2-1 Christmas Vacation.
Santa Claus.
It's 2-2. Zach Wolchuk.
Yeah, this is a toughie because these ones are neck and neck
the
for
right
me.
The right thing.
They're right yeah. there. They're right there. But it is my
Pause.
Number.
I don't like this from the 254. This bracket is trash.
I saw
and
it.
Then they voted Home Alone. I just want to point out that this bracket has played out exceptionally well so far. And just saying. All right, 2-2. Zach Wolchuk, Santa Claus or Christmas Vacation?
Give me Christmas Vacation.
Ooh. Give me Christmas Vacation as well.
Boom. Another favorite wins.
The defending champion moves into the finals, the number two seed. All right. How is it looking on Home Alone?
Looks like Home Alone to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's definitely Home Alone.
I think it's Home Alone.
Moved on. We had a lot of debate about
You got a lot of people fighting over whether Die Hard is even a Christmas movie.
It's an action movie with Christmas elements, which to me makes it a Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
I'm with you on that.
I can move the goalposts however I want.
And so it comes down to this. There has literally been no upset this entire bracket. We've got number one, Home Alone, who got the most first place votes with 5, versus number two, Christmas Vacation, which is the defending champion. You know what? Go ahead and give me cut number 9 because we played a clip from Home Alone. We got to keep it fair. Here is a cut from our defending champion.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown 4-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Okay. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of this side of the nut house.
I'm not kidding when I tell you I was just looking at the Home Alone Die Hard discussion. That might be the most concentrated amount of text I've ever seen in that short of a time.
It's going on.
Hype.
All right.
Home Alone is the child version of Die Hard. I like that from the 214.
Oh, okay. I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Fred Davis. The finals. It's Home Alone versus National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. What say you?
I'm going to start this thing off. Christmas Vacation.
We're doubling up. I'm going Vacation too.
It is 2-0 as we go over to Alec Medford.
You already know my answer. It's going to be Christmas Vacation taking a strong, commanding lead.
So we find ourselves in this situation. I will go ahead and vote for Home Alone. It is 3-1 Christmas Vacation. We go to Eric Chiafalo. It is 3-1 Christmas Vacation is in the lead. Do we get a repeat champion in our first upset of the bracket, or does Home Alone stay alive? It is 3-1. What say you?
12-year-old me would go Home Alone here. But I'm not 12.
Not anymore.
I'm going Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
I'm not 12.
Zach Wolchuk.
I'm not 12 no more.
What would you have voted for?
I have been delivered.
I'm not 12 no more.
What would you have voted for?
Well, in my order that I sent you, I had 1 Christmas Vacation, 2 Home Alone, 3 The Santa Claus. So 3 out of my top 4.
Wow.
All made it.
What a bracket
the finals.
Choice by you.
I was very happy about that. Although the Grinch got, with Jim Carrey,
Grinched.
Got hoed.
Rightfully.
But give me Christmas Vacation as well.
Christmas Vacation, the first and only upset of the bracket.
Ow.
As the two defeats the one. It's chalk the rest of the way. We have done this 2 times, and both times, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. We feeling good about that? Does that feel right?
I feel great.
You're not 12 anymore.
I'm not.
We learned a lot today, I think. During this expressway.
This has been educational.
Yeah. We did.
I like the Arnold nugget that you gave us about Die Hard.
Welcome.
I had the birds don't pee kind of thing.
Yeah, no, no.
Wolchuk gave us the scattering report on that young elf in Santa Claus.
I thought that's where you were going when you said you weren't 12 anymore. That was like in your face, Zach. So
she was like 400 years old in that movie.
Okay.
It's a good call. Valid.
But most importantly, I want to run through with all these people, all these votes, all these analytics. We're exactly on clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.